Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, this week ended with a kind of a quieter day for the grain futures, believe it or not, and then cattle futures really strong. The April live cattle were up $1.02 at 140.50. They went back and tested the high from three trading days ago, and we're not able to get through it just yet, but we are on the high. We're right above the 20-day moving average as well. June live cattle were up $1.15 at 137.07. The trade this week for the live cattle was anywhere from about 138 to 141, which would have been steady to a little bit higher than last week. The feeder cattle futures were up 45 in March at 157 even. April up $1.22 at 162.32. May's up $1.57 here at 167.45. The feeder cattle index is 154.23, up $1.09. So a little bit of a discount to where the March futures are currently trading. And then the hog market was down 95 in April at 99.40. June's down 90 at 116.07. So a little bit of pressure there on the hog futures. The box beef at midday today was a little bit higher. A pretty good rally here on the choice up 256 at 259.61. Select was up 83 cents at 251.11. And choice select spreads $8.10.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
If there's anything the past 2 years have taught us, it's that people don't always get along and they certainly don't always agree on everything. Now, while we can't help you with your Facebook debates, we can help with resolving many types of agriculture and environmental related issues at no cost. Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation has been helping Oklahomans resolve conflicts since 1987, and we're here to help you. And the best thing is we can do it without having to go to court. So if you have a conflict that might need some mediation, get more information at ok.gov/mediation.
Today's grain futures market was quiet as well, believe it or not. The wheat was only down 34 cents in May, Chicago. So a slow day given recent history. But July Chicago wheat down 31 at 10.44. July Kansas City's down 21 and a quarter at 10.62. Minneapolis is anywhere from 10 to 18 cents slower. So a down day here, but that wasn't really all that bearish. I mean, The news, I guess, no news today was a slow news day. So kind of a leaking here out of the bull selling off that long position. Soybeans were unchanged to three lower with the July down 1.5 at 16.45. May corn was down 12 3/4, 7.41 3/4. September down 2. December actually up 0.5. So unwinding some of those shorter term contracts, selling those and buying the back months. And cotton today moved to contract highs here. May was up the limit at 5 at 126.86. December cotton up 172 at 105.24. So the cotton futures rocking right along. Currently, the equity futures are higher. We're 200 higher on the Dow, 47 on the S&P. Crude oil is up about $100.60 per barrel. But a good strong rally in these outside markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.